My name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today?
Hello, Ivan. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Sure. I'm great, man. Is Ruben available?
Is Ruben available? Let me go ahead and find out. Give me a sec here. I'm also working to pull up your account. Okay, can I have your first name, please?
Abdul.
Thank you so much. Okay, so right now I did find your account. Let me check if Ruben is available. Oh, I believe you spoke with him yesterday, right? I can see why you want to speak with him again. Give me one moment. Okay, unfortunately, Ruben's not in right now, but it shows that he will be in later today. Would you like to leave a message, or is there something that I might be able to help you with?
No, you probably can help me. So I have the dispatcher overseas, and on their app store, they do have Local Splash. So how can I log them in to, like, should I log them in with my credential, or I can make them a profile?
Okay, so you're talking about the Local Splash app?
Yeah, I did hire a dispatcher. So is it safe to give them my access, or there you guys, like, is there any way I can make a different, like, login, or is the same login?
Okay, so it depends, right? Because, for example, we would recommend if you're going to use the Local Splash app to answer messages, get calls, for example, right? Then it has to be on the device that's going to be getting the calls, right? So we would recommend to only have it on one device, okay? For the client dashboard, you can provide somebody, let's say maybe an assistant of yours, with the credentials, and they can go onto the client dashboard. But again, for the Local Splash app, the one that you can download on, I believe, the Play Store, right? Then that one we would recommend to only use it, let's say, one person, okay? One device basically would be best. And it should be the one where the calls are going towards.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And then can you check for me, like, my 888 number? If the call don't get answered, where is it going to?
Okay, the code should go directly to your phone number.
Which one?
I have two. Message. So it should be, let me double check, whichever, okay, you do have two here. So for example, if you're downloading it for the Business First Choice Towing Inc., okay, you're going to download it on the phone that has 937-929-9915, right? Now, the text should go directly to you. When you're putting in the information and register, that's the number that you would register.
Okay, let me ask you this. If somebody call, right? And it will ring on the website too if the website stays open?
You're talking about the app, right? Because it should definitely ring on the app.
No. What about the website? If I have a dispatcher overseas and I want them to log in and take my credential and log in, should they log in on the app or the website? Does the website receive calls or where? Huh?
Yes, I would say, if you have an assistant, so let's say overseas, right, and they want access to the client dashboard, I would say that's the only one that they should have access to. Now, on the client dashboard, unfortunately, you won't be able to, let's say, call, okay? You won't be able to call on the client dashboard. But again, when it comes to the actual app, I believe it's only going to be available in the United States. So they wouldn't be able to, let's say, yeah, they wouldn't be able to take any of your incoming calls.
Okay, well, how we can do that? How can I? Okay, before you guys come up with the app, okay? Where the calls used to come from? Like where?
The calls would typically, let's say if you have a call tracking number and somebody called that number, then the call will show up directly on your screen, just like a normal call. But it would show, the number that shows up on your screen would be the call tracking number that's making the call. So that's how you know that you would just go ahead and answer and that it can be a potential client.
And then how can I see the customer's number? I have to go to the dashboard.
That's a good question, actually. There's two different ways. Usually what we do is, let's say you get a call from a client, right, that is using the call tracking number. You're going to be getting a text message letting you know the information of the client. And, of course, yes, the client dashboard is definitely going to be a good choice for backup.
Say it again, please.
Yes, of course. So when somebody calls you, right, okay, you're going to be able to get the call directly on your line, right? If for some reason maybe you don't answer, you answer, you will be getting a text, okay, with the client's information that gave you a call. And the information will also be on the client dashboard.
Okay, the only thing about this business is too sensitive. Like, the people are stuck. If they call and nobody answers, they will call the next company immediately. So I hired the dispatcher overseas, and I'm trying to have her take care of these calls. How can I have access to the contracting number on the laptop or a device, but not through Locus Flash app? Is there any app for the contracting number, or like how can we do this?
Okay, that's a good question. You mentioned that this person is overseas, right?
In the Philippines, yes. I have a dispatcher in the Philippines.
Okay. Let me see. Well, I would definitely have to discuss this with my team to see what kind of resolution we can bring up to this. Because normally, let's say we do have clients, right, that have assistance and they want their assistance to take the call, then we can actually divert all the calls that are coming in by the call tracking number to their assistance phone number. But in this case, it would be a little bit different because this person's going to have a phone number that's definitely not in the United States, right? So that's what I would need to see, if we can transfer the calls to, let's say, your assistance number, right, and which is out of state. So I would need to just verify that with my team.
Yeah, if it requires for me to buy a number online for my assistant and we transfer all these, calls to it, that would be cool too. Check on Ruben, please, when he's available, and have him give me a call as soon as he's available, please.
Yes, okay. I'll let him know about the conversation, and hopefully we have an update for you, basically an answer when he gives you a call, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, awesome. I appreciate your information. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.